like a tax, it quacks like a tax, it hurts like a tax, but it's a contribution. Most of you are used to, from your job, having your employer withhold 7.65% of your income and paying that in for you to the Social Security, Medicare. And then they match it with 7.65% for a total of 15.3% for those of you that are mathematically challenged. But around, be very careful. We have two churches, Carpenter's House of Willard and now Carpenter's House of Conway. And we're buying property for Carpenter's House of Willard. We're excited about that. For a church that's 4 months old, we're already buying property on the highway, ready to go when God leads to the next step. How exciting is this? We started day one, before we even launched, with $75,000. Just supernaturally provided for the church in Willard. And then when the Conway opportunity came along, are you kidding? I believe. Do you believe? How many of you are on the Conway team and you believe? Chai group there. They had 18 in Conway last Sunday, and a gentleman received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's good news. Where's Nick? He started children's church on Sunday in Conway. That's good news. We don't want to close churches when there's potential. They are already meeting their financial obligations for the church in Conway. But I always want to save God's money any way we possibly can, so it's time to make sure we have full coverage on the new piece of property, in addition to already prepaying our insurance for the existing property in Willard. And now we want to umbrella that under Carpenter's House Conway. We want to umbrella that under the policy. So I called my insurance agent and I said, can you do something for me? Calculate what it would cost for insurance, a multi-peril policy for Conway, one for Willard, and then this new property. And it was going to be in excess of $4,500. And I said, but could you also calculate what it would be if we lumped it all in Boys and Girls Missionary Crusade. This church gave so much money to Speed the Light. And they were saying, we're not even registering, and we raised all that money for Speed the Light. Where did it go? This pastor is serving 15 years in the pen in the state of Wisconsin for embezzlement. You don't want to have to say that to people. I got to go visit my pastor. He's in the pen. I didn't press charges. The state of Wisconsin pressed charges for embezzlement. Embezzling church funds. This is serious business. The reason I'm so proud of this church is, in the absence of that pastor, the lay people stepped up. They didn't become bitter. They didn't become angry. They said, men fail, but God does not. We will serve him faithfully. And they grew in the absence of a pastor. And now they have a great pastor. We know him, a CBC alumnus, Aaron Cole. A great guy. I'm proud of him, one of my students. And he's not in jail. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, we can take nothing out of it. I've been at four births, three of which I remember. My three children, I can't remember anything about mine. But of the three that I can remember, we brought nothing into the world. They had nothing. I've done funerals, and I can tell you, you don't get out of this world with much. But if you have food and clothing, you should be content with that. People who want to get rich, including ministers, fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man, woman of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Let's pray. Father, you see young men and women who desire to serve you. Help them, Lord, with these difficult challenges. These are painful subjects to study and to delve into. But with your help, with your assistance,